Every athlete has a ritual before the big race or game. Sled dogs are no different. In just 4 days, 26 mushers and their dogs will pour onto the icy Chena River for the start of the Yukon Quest. The 1,000-mile race requires an immense amount of preparation, from drop bags full of kibble to training runs and checkups. Yesterday, mushers, volunteers, veterinarians, and dogs gathered in a chilly warehouse in Fairbanks for vet checks. Veterans and rookies, dog and human alike, are in the final stages of preparation for the Yukon Quest. Veteran musher Paige Drobny has been preparing for months.
Starts in September looking at dogs and how they're running. So for the last 6 months, we've been watching them every day, what their gait looks like, making sure they're healthy.
Last year's winner, Matt Hall, stresses the importance of routine in the weeks building up to the race.
You know, run, rest, repeat, run, rest, repeat.
Luther Burr, a handler for Matt Hall's team, stresses the importance of wiggle room in any training regimen.
There's really no perfect schedule. Everything always gets switched around a little bit. Try not to give the dogs too many days off where they're getting out of shape, and try not to run them too much where they're getting tired or getting sick of running the same trails.
Dogs build up endurance and strength over time, increasing the distance of their runs until they're ready to compete.
It's like training for a marathon, just building up that endurance, starting small and slowly building up your mileage until you feel comfortable. And
while the dogs are training, mushers too have to get in shape for the race ahead.
My name is Alan Moore. We also work out just like dogs do. So now we're running up hills, they're running up. So the farther the distance is, the better shape they get in, and the better shape we get in.
And physical preparation is just one component. A 1,000-mile race requires a lot of focus on the part of the dogs and the mushers, and a clean bill of health is huge in building up that confidence.
So what can make a musher the happiest is having absolute healthy dogs with no pains.
As for the dogs, they're ready to go.
All you have to do is listen.
You ready, Rodney?
Are you ready?
For KUAC Fairbanks, I'm Zoe Rome.